Island experience. You've never heard anything like it.
And welcome back. Last segment of the Darren Copeland Experience this week. Happy Fiesta Friday. Rockies just beat the Giants. Holland came in, struck out. The last batter. Give the Rockies a 6-5 win. That's another one-run win for the team. Yep. Puts them at 11 for the season, which is great. 11-6.
Tied for the most wins in Major League.
Well, depending on how the other teams did. Like
well,
the
I don't
Astros.
Know what Houston did today. They were the only team with 11.
Did they win?
I don't know how they did today, but they were the only team with 11.
Okay. Let's look at it. See what they did. I know Arizona's game or half game. Game or half game behind?
They were a half game behind.
See, and this is what bothers me is getting wrapped up in this whole idea of Rockies being out front and playing so well so early on in the season because it gets to be contagious. And then you're like, every game, you got to win. And not reminding yourself that they're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to have
50 games.
I mean, they're going to have
60 games. You know what I mean? They're going to lose a lot of games this year.
So the most wins ever in a season, all right, in the 162-game season in Major League Baseball was the Seattle Mariners, and I believe they won 116 games.
Yeah, I looked that up a couple weeks ago, 116 games.
Oh, well,
because you were like 130 games.
Well, see, I was wondering why my mind was so clear about that. It's obvious because you told me. So anyway, okay, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Smarty Fuzz, so how many losses does that make it? 116 minus 162 minus 116 equals what?
46. Somewhere in there.
Okay. So the best team ever in baseball, statistically, they went on to not go to the World Series.
Right.
And man, Jay Bruce, Ken Griffey Jr., Alex Rodriguez.
Team was stacked.
Oh my God.
I know.
But they lost 48 games. That's a lot of games to lose.
Yeah,
I mean that's a lot. I mean, not 160 games.
I was going to say, if you're winning 116, it doesn't seem as much as, you know, whatever. But the Rockies are probably going to win. I put them somewhere between 75 and 80, which means that you're losing 60 games.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
70 games.
Well, this is what's so interesting about baseball is it's all about the struggle. It's all about the struggle to basically survive. I mean, you're failing most of the time. I mean, the reason why these guys just don't get frustrated, but I do when you've seen the Rockies in the past where their team has lost a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year, I mean you can see it on their faces.
Oh, it's okay. If you're losing as a baseball team and once you hit July, August, it's brutal to have to go out to the park, I'm sure, because you're not playing for anything. And if you get to the end of 180 games and you're not playing for anything, you just don't want to be there. Nobody wants to be there.
Especially baseball.
Yeah.
Because you can't hit anybody. Well, you can, but not legally. I mean, I like watching baseball. I do, but this is sort of a weird, like maybe this explains why I feel this way about sports the way I do. I mean, I love sports. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I know.
And I do.
You told this. So I just want to do this real quick. Alex, cue the baby cry. Cue the baby cry. All right. Continue. Because you're going to get into the, oh, poor me reporter baseball guy. You've done this.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
Okay. Where are you going?
I was
going
to go.
Keep the baby cry ready though. Just in case. Go on.
As a person born and bred in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
I like my Colorado sports teams.
Yeah.
I like the Broncos.
Love the Broncos.
I like the Rockies.
Love the Rockies.
I like the Nuggets.
Love the Nuggets.
I like the Avs.
They're there.
All right. I mean, I'm just saying.
Their team.
Okay, I love Colorado. I was going to support a hockey team. I'm going to support the Avalanche.
Sure.
So if they're sucking.
Right.
You know, then it's just hard to watch as general.
Well, that's kind of why I said.
So I drift off to other things. So I drift. So for instance, you know, for me, thinking about the draft, I mean, this is off season for me. I just think of it as off season. And I mean, I had teachers in fifth grade who listened to the draft. My fifth grade teacher listened to the draft on the radio while we were doing activities.
I listened to the draft on the radio. I watch it on TV.
How is there a baby crying?
It feels like you're...
I'm not.
You're complaining about that.
No, I don't have any issue with people that are way more into, say, football than I am, but I just don't care necessarily about that. I don't care necessarily about... I feel like the draft can help you, but in a lot of ways it doesn't, and it really hasn't helped in the Broncos.
Hey, listen, our great players have been drafted. On defense?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Von Miller?
Yes.
Drafted?
Yes. Shane Ray? Drafted.
Drafted.
Aqib Talib? Not drafted.
No.
Chris Harris? Not drafted. Darian Stewart? Not drafted.
Chris Harris came to us as an undrafted free guy,
yeah,
right?
Not drafted.
But we got him. We didn't trade for him.
No, he was.
It was a player acquisition that we didn't have to trade for.
Okay, he was a free agent, basically. Yeah. So we signed him free agency.
Sure.
Okay. Our other safety in the back there. It's not Stewart, the other guy.
Talking about Roberson?
Ward, T.J.
Ward. Oh, T.J. Ward. He came from a trade.
Trade.
Sure.
Okay. Emmanuel Sanders.
Trade.
Okay. Offensive line for the most part.
We don't know. Have no idea what our offensive line is going to look like. Have no idea.
Running back.
C.J. Anderson? We drafted him.
One.
Actually, the other one is also drafted. Both of our running backs
and they're terrible.
Drafted. They're not good. No.
Okay, what I'm telling you is that everyone has complained about John Elway and his ability to draft. Yes.
Are you listening to the same people? He's had some great drafts.
He struck out a bit on first rounders. He got Von Miller, which was
good. Are you still crazy?
I mean, listen, Von Miller was a big draft, but it was number two, man.
Yeah, so?
I mean, it was hard. I mean, you know, it was either him or Cam Miller or Cam Newton.
You just named a bunch of players that start for this team
that were not drafted. They were not drafted. Those people I named were not drafted.
Von Miller was drafted. Shane Ray was drafted.
Yes.
Our running backs were drafted. One of our best, Demaryius Thomas, was drafted.
Aqib Talib, not drafted. Chris
okay,
Harris,
so
not drafted.
You want,
T.J. Ward,
so you want
not
all
drafted.
Of our players to be drafted.
No, what I'm telling
every
you,
single person
no,
on the
I'm
team needs
you
to
that
be
the
drafted.
The Broncos went to two Super Bowls,
oh my
not
God.
On the basis of who they drafted.
That is just ridiculous.
No, it's not.
You're coming up for reasons to ignore one of the biggest days in the offseason because – well, we don't draft all of our players. Therefore,
I believe that there are other ways to build a team other than through the draft.
Funny, because all of the real winning programs say win through building through the draft. The Patriots.
Don't win through the draft.
They do. No. They absolutely do. A lot of their starters are drafted. They're drafted. Oh, my God. Yes, you're right. Screw the draft. We don't need to bring in anybody.
But I'm not.
The best way to win is through the draft.
Oh, stop with this. Listen, I am not saying that the draft is useless.
You certainly are.
What I'm saying is it's not a day that we should be, you know, worrying about for 2 months before and then fretting about 2 months after.
I'll tell you what, man.
Especially in Colorado.
Next Thursday, I will stay home. And you can come in and talk about all the soccer and family stuff you want to talk about because it's ridiculous. I mean, why you insist on ignoring it?
I'm not ignoring it.
But I know it's going to happen. I'm going to come in, and you are going to be so miserable.
I won't be miserable.
Explain why it doesn't matter.
I won't.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
I get the draft. I just think that we put, by we, I mean you.
We have talked about it, Alex.
I mean, like you.
How
people.
Often have we talked about the draft on this show? Twice.
Not very
like,
often.
Barely at all. In total minutes. How many minutes? 10, maybe?
Maybe less than that.
Yeah, exactly. The perfect amount. Who are we going to get in the draft?
I don't know. I'd be interested to see. Curious to see who. And there's nothing wrong with speculating on who they should go after. The fact is, the Broncos are the biggest sports team in this state, in this region.
I get it.
And you ignore them like they're the play.
I don't ignore them.
Absolutely.
I love them. I love the Broncos.
You just don't want to talk about them.
In May?
Yeah.
In April?
People are talking about the Broncos every single day.
They are over on other radio stations because they have to.
The Denver Broncos.
Go down to the 16th Street Mall and people are talking about the Broncos. Go into any bar and they're talking about the Broncos.
Yeah, the crazy people Denver Broncos, Denver Broncos.
I don't know that you should be calling anybody crazy. You should not be calling people crazy.
I'm not calling people crazy.
You just said crazy people. So anybody who wants to talk about the Broncos when they're not actually playing football games is crazy.
No, I was just talking about the guy that was like going through the dumpsters and going down the street going Broncos, 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 Broncos. You know that guy, right?
But I also know a lot of normal, sane people who just love to talk Broncos year round. It's what we do in this town,
no,
man.
See, I think,
and you don't want to do it, and that's fine. I just don't know what to tell you.
I am for the Broncos in January. I'm not necessarily all about the Broncos in April.
You're a minority in this town, and a particular minority on the airwave. That's what we do.
No, people come up to me every single day saying, thank you for not talking Broncos every single day.
Okay. All right. Listen, it's your show, man. We don't have to talk Broncos at all until
we'll talk Broncos.
First game.
No, we'll talk Broncos.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it now because you're going to hate it and
no,
it's going to piss me off.
I'm not going to hate it.
Yeah, you are.
Big fuzz.
We're done.
Can I buy you a drink?
No.
What?
No.
How about now?
Okay.
How about now? Okay.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.